بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، آمين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله. I'd like to do shukr that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us all the tawfiq to come to the masjid again. And the masjid is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's house, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala invites us day in, day after day, week after week for every Jummah. So take some time out to do shukr that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has invited you to his house again. And that we do true shukr that he invites us even though we don't appreciate and read salah like we're supposed to, even though a person, they wouldn't invite you to their house if they didn't love you. If they hated you, then they wouldn't invite you to their house. In the same way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves us all. That's why we're here again. So alhamdulillah, we have finally reached the last 10 days of Ramadan. This blessed 10 days, what does Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say in a hadith? That these last 10 days are itkum minan nar. That these last 10 days are the days where freedom of the fire is gained, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he frees countless people from Jahannam and he makes them enter into Jannah. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his mercy, you can't count his mercy. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also Azabun Aleem. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also Al-Muntaqim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also the person who gives azab and the creator of Jahannam. So iman, a person, a Muslim, should have a balance of hope for Jannah and fear of Jahannam. But we as Muslims, we have only hope for Jannah, which is not a bad thing. But we should also remember that Jahannam exists, and Jahannam's azab is something that we can't imagine. Just like Jannah, we can't imagine the fields and the grass and the trees and the houses and the Hurul Ain, we can't imagine it. Just in the same way, we can't imagine how the adab of Jahannam, the punishment of Jahannam will be. The fire, that the wind will make your skin blow off. That's how hot the fire is. The fire that's 70 times hotter than any fire of this world. The scorpions and the snakes, bigger than mountains. We can't imagine this, but what we do, we take it for granted. We just have hope in the mercy of Allah, which is a good thing, but we should also fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's adab. That's why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says in a hadith that if the believer knew the true punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he wouldn't have hope for Jannah. And if a non-believer saw the true mercy and the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he wouldn't fear going to Jahannam. This is why we should have a balance of hope for Jannah and fear of Jahannam. Now the Sahaba, if you look to the Sahaba, they were the best of people after the Anbiya. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam conveyed to the Sahaba that Abu Bakr fil Jannah wa Umar fil Jannah, that Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala an, he was guaranteed Jannah, and Umar radiallahu ta'ala an, he was guaranteed Jannah. But what did they do? Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala an, he used to say that I wish I was a tree so that I wouldn't have to take mahisab on the day of judgment. I wouldn't have to be judged by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment. And he also used to say that I wish I was a bird so that I wouldn't be judged on the day of judgment. That's how much they used to fear the adab of the day of judgment. And Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he used to cry every night. He used to say that, what if I'm not from the Salihin? What if I'm not from the righteous? Now these were people that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told them that directly, that you're not going to Jahannam, you're going to Jannah 100%. There's no doubt in that. And us, we act like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us that we're going to Jannah. We think that we're better than Abu Bakr and Umar. And if someone was to tell us, if Rasulullah was to come and tell us that you're guaranteed Jannah 100%, then we just lie down all day, do nothing, read no namaz, give no zakat, we wouldn't fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if we look to the Sahaba, they didn't do this. They led the best example that even though they were guaranteed Jannah, they didn't take it for granted. But they knew the true punishment of Allah, and they didn't have a doubt that they weren't going to Jannah. But they feared the punishment that much that they used to say stuff like this, that I wish I was a tree so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wouldn't take my judgment. Now, of course, with the last 10 days come the last 10 nights. Last 10 nights are such blessed nights, and one of these nights is Laylatul Qadr, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran that is better than 1,000 months. Now Rasulullah ﷺ told us not only to seek it in the odd nights, but also to seek it in the last 10 nights. So we wasted the first 10 days, we wasted the second 10 days, we wasted the 21st night. And like this, the last 10 days are going to waste. Now, yesterday was the night of the 21st night. Did we really take this for granted? Did we really worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and do we really act like this with Laylatul Qadr? Because Ibn Rajab, he says that if Friday and the night of any of night on the same day, then that day is most likely to be Laylatul Qadr. But what did we do last night? Did we do true shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of Laylatul Qadr? Did we worship him properly? Did we act like this one night of worship is worth 1,000 nights? Now just like this, the last 10 days are going to end. And just like this, if we look into our lives, this is how our lives are going to be. The first 10 days represent the young age of our life, where we say that we start fasting and we find it hard to fast. And just like this, when we're young, we don't worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We say, oh, we're young, we've got time anyway, we worship when we're old. And like this, the last 10 nights, take this like a person if they were in their old age and they knew they were going to die. So they knew that they need to do shukr and they need to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and need to do tawbah for all the stuff they've done in their life. So just like this, what if this is our last Ramadan? Now Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he went to the minbar and he had 3 steps, and each step he said Ameen. And the first step he said Ameen, the second step he said Ameen, and the third step he said Ameen. Now one of these, the Sahaba asked him, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what does this mean? Why did you say Ameen? And he said that Jibreel alayhi salam, he came to me and he said 3 du'as, and I said Ameen to every one of those du'as. And one of those du'as is that may that person be humiliated. A person that Ramadan came to him and Ramadan went and he wasn't forgiven because of Ramadan. Now look at us. If someone was to ask you, did he truly make use of this Ramadan? Would we be able to say yes? Now, there's no point of being guilty. There's no point of feeling sorry for yourself. But rather, we need to take action in these last 10 days. We shouldn't take them for granted. And we should act like these last 10 days are the last 10 days of our life. That these last 10 days after Eid, we're going to die. So that every night we should worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala like it's Laylatul Qadr. And every day we should try and be free from Jahannam, and we should try to act that should free us from Jahannam. Now we see in Ramadan, Rasulullah ﷺ, he said that the gates of Jahannam are closed. But what we are doing, we're doing actions that will enter us in those closed gates. We are doing actions even though Jahannam is closed, but somehow we're going to end up there if we carry on like this. So just like this, I'd like to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he makes these last 10 days valuable in our hearts and makes us realize the true value of these days. And just like that, the last 10 days are like the old person when he realizes that he's wasted his life And there's nothing to do apart from wait for his death. So what does he do? He worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala like he's supposed to. He fasts in the day and he worships at night. He knows that he's going to die in the coming future. So just like this old person, treat these last 10 days as if these are your last 10 days. I'd like to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he gives us the ability to take action in these last 10 days. And he makes us realize the true value in our hearts. And he forgives us and he reaches us to the next Ramadan. Wa akhira da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا